Again, another guy like family. And all three of these guys is like, it's really like family. And that Feast has been with me really on my staffs and that sort of thing. Now he's working toward getting his PhD in psychology. So you're talking about a guy that's transitioned from the sport into, I would say, the corporate world of, you know, academia. And he's done a great job with that, but about to get his PhD at Tennessee State right now. And I'm talking about a phenomenal story.
What about Adam Leonard?
Oh man. The gunslinger. I mean, he could have been in one of those John Wayne movies. I mean, just a gunslinger. He wasn't as tough as Wyatt Earp, but I mean, he could shoot it. But
I keep in touch with him all the time, doing a great job raising his family. But an elite level shooter that loves to shoot.
Final one I'll ask you about is Jermaine Mallett.
Oh man, when you're talking, okay, when you see all these beautiful buildings out here all around. When you walk around town, or you downtown St. Louis, downtown Springfield, wherever you are, you see those big, beautiful brick buildings, those construction workers with those hard hats, that was Jermaine Mallett. A phenomenal builder, tough as nails, didn't back down from that. You're talking about a guy at 6'3", he could be a power forward, a center if you need him to be, get big rebounds, drive the ball, make plays, never said a word. He was all business, high level. Again, all these guys were high level character guys. They understood what leadership meant. They led different ways. Kyle Williams was more vocal. Nafis was vocal. Will was mean with his leadership. Adam and Jermaine led by their work ethic. So again, it's just amazing. Those five guys played a lot of minutes to help us win that conference championship.